You're listening to SBS News.
With the race on to find reliable sources of renewable energy, a different kind of nuclear power is shaping up as a promising long-term solution. Engineer A.D. Patterson works with the Australian technology startup HB11, which aims to use a process called nuclear fusion to generate clean and safe electricity.
I think people are starting to get quite excited about it. The process of producing electricity can be more efficient. And the great benefit is that there's no waste products.
Dr. Patterson is the former chief executive of the federal government's Nuclear Science and Technology Organisation. He says nuclear fusion basically replicates the same chemical process powering the core of the sun.
So we're literally taking something that powers pretty much the whole universe and trying to bring it to Earth and to make it predictable, low cost and very safe energy.
For decades, nuclear power has been generated using a process called fission. This is when unstable atoms like uranium are torn apart in a burst of energy and long-lived radiation. Nuclear fission accounts for some 10% of the world's electricity, but it carries the stigma of terrifying meltdowns, like the 1986 Chernobyl catastrophe or the 2011 Fukushima disaster. Nuclear fusion, by comparison, forces smaller atoms together. This generates a burst of energy, some helium byproducts, and only a small amount of short-lived radiation. Nuclear physicist Joe Kachan says fusion power is inherently safe.
Nuclear fusion has no prospects of causing meltdowns. It doesn't work that way. The physics does not support it.
Earlier this year, the Jet reactor in Oxfordshire, England, achieved a major fusion breakthrough. It produced about 60 megajoules of energy in a 5-second burst, about enough power to boil the jug 60 times. While this is a long way from being commercially useful, it is a crucial proof of concept.
The excitement is because it's looking like it's possible to generate electricity just from fusion.
Energy analyst Tim Buckley says nuclear fusion could be useful in the long term, but it isn't the short-term solution to the climate crisis.
Yeah, nuclear fusion, when I was in nappies 55 years ago, nuclear fusion was a decade away from development, from commercialisation, and 55 years later, it's still just about a decade or two away from commercialisation.
He says low emissions technologies such as solar and wind are needed right now, and nuclear fusion is still at least 20 years away from being pumped into the grid. Engineers are currently building the world's largest nuclear fusion reactor at a site in southern France. The project costs more than $20 billion and involves the work of 35 countries, including Australia. Supporters hope the reactor will finally demonstrate that nuclear fusion can efficiently generate energy at a large scale. Construction is scheduled to be completed in 2025. Steve Trask, SBS News.